Hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. Come with me on a journey of self-exploration, overcoming obstacles, and learning to believe in yourself. I'm your host, Joe Parker. Join me and my beautiful wife, Kimberly, as we explore what it takes to achieve our dreams, overcome our fears and doubts, and have some fun along the way. It's sure to be a roller coaster ride, and we are happy to share it with you. Now stay tuned for an exciting episode of the Program Your Life podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. I'm Joe Parker, and today is a big day. This is our 10th episode of the Program Your Life podcast, and I hope you're enjoying listening to the podcast. Kimberly and I are certainly happy to be making them and being able to share our hopes, fears, and goals with you. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Rita Solomon, and she's a really good friend of mine. Anyway, let me introduce her first. She is an addictions treatment specialist. She is internationally certified in Psyche as an instructor, and we're going to go into more detail about that. She's a self-actualization coach and psychotherapist for about 26 years. She takes pride in her work and is committed to help people change their beliefs and perceptions that keep them stuck in the past. She has recently co-authored two books, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, and Thank God I'm an Empowered Woman. She offers her sessions in person, by phone, and also via Skype. She comes highly recommended by Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is the person who founded Psyche. And she can be reached at rita.soman@gmail.com, and that's rita.soman@gmail.com. And you can also visit her on her website, www.ritasoman.com. Let me spell it one more time, ritasoman.com. So, welcome to the program, Rita. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Joe. Joe, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. It's so great to talk to you again.
And thanks a lot for inviting me to your show.
Sure, you bet. So, let me just tell a little bit about how I met you. I met Rita about 6 months ago. I was doing a 90-day personal development course through PSI, which is Personal Success Institute. And during that time, she helped me overcome some limiting beliefs that were holding me back. And she used the Psyche process on me. And I've gone on, and I now use it on a regular basis because it's very, very effective. In fact, I even attended the facilitator training a few months back. So anyway, she's a trusted friend of mine and Kimberly's. As a matter of fact, she's worked with almost everyone in my family, including my son, Zach, who's down in college in California. And it really helps me overcome those emotional blockages that we get from limiting beliefs and kind of power through those things. And the beauty of it is you don't have to go into a lot of detail and psychoanalyze what the beliefs are. You just need to know that they're there and then attack them directly. Anyway, she's one of my mentors, a true leader in the field of personal growth. And Kimberly actually met Rita when she was writing her play, Lost in Sound, and she was able to overcome some of the anxieties of her first performance due to Rita's help. So, Rita, you've been a really strong, effective force in my life and Kimberly's, and I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure and honor. I'm glad I know a work that works for practically every problem.
You sure do, and you can really get at what those limiting beliefs are. I know that one of the things that I struggled with was figuring out what are those limiting beliefs and how do I identify them, and you just seem to be able to zero right in on those. So let me just start with a couple of questions for you to kind of kick this off. So first of all, what is Psyche and how does it work and what are the results that people can expect from it?
Psyche is a whole brain integration process that allows people to identify and change beliefs that may be the reasons why they are struggling in life. And we use kinesiology muscle testing to reach the subconscious mind. And then another thing we do is we take permission from the superconscious mind and commitment from the person's subconscious mind before we make any changes. It's not something that I think that you should work on this one and this is a good belief for you, unless your superconscious mind and the subconscious mind also agree with that, then and only then we facilitate the change. And it works like instantly. like within 3 to 5 minutes, you can begin to change the programming of the subconscious mind. All the old beliefs, you know, that have been programmed. A life is the result of the beliefs that have been programmed in us over the years, especially during our early childhood. And a lot of time people are not aware of those programs, and they try to do their life in the now, and they're able to accomplish many goals in the now, no problem, day-to-day goals. But the struggle is when they try to do something that requires some beliefs that they're missing, so they struggle. And so this is psyche, it does, finds those beliefs, changes those beliefs, and creates an alignment between the conscious mind's desires and the subconscious mind's capabilities. And when you do the actions, you see the results. That's how simple it is.
Well, that sounds really simple indeed. So what are the types of problems that psyche can solve? And can you give us some examples of problems that maybe you've helped people with?
Yeah, when I learned this process about 8 years ago, the first client that came to me, and he had sleeping problem for 30 years. And I'm thinking it's my addiction treatment program, and he walks into my office and asks me this question. Can you help me with sleeping problem? I just learned psyche. I said, oh, let's try, you know, psyche. And so we did the same thing, did kinesiology, and asked him a few questions about his childhood and see what happened. I saw there was a lot of trauma there. And so with psyche, we were able to release the trauma, put him in the present moment. It only took 3 sessions for him to regain his sleeping patterns back, and never had a problem after that. Once we had resolved. The psyche is really good at eliminating the past hurts and past traumas very quickly. And that's what he did. And he thought that miracle happened, and I have some magic wand. And I now say to people, yes, I do have a magic wand, because this works like a magic wand. So that's one. And then I was doing work with people in person, and not a believer of long distance healing with psyche, because I used to wonder, like, I don't know how that's going to work. But then I attracted a client who had cancer. And she said, doctor has told her that she has only 6 months to live. And so we booked. She lived in Florida. I'm in Portland. Mm-hmm. We began to do the work. And again, there was a trauma from her childhood, abandonment issues, and resentment she had for her father, and worked on those issues. And about 8 sessions we did, her cancer completely disappeared. Completely. She healed herself, you know, by releasing those. See, when we have these unresolved emotions in us, we suppress it, and these things suppress our immune system functioning, our hormonal system, and our nervous system. So once we release all these trapped emotions from there, and the beliefs, change the beliefs that cause us to have certain emotions, you know, negativity in life, then we automatically become positive and think positive. And so that's what I did with her. And then working with many people with addictions of all sorts, and people with mental problems and addictions to some behaviors, not just drugs and alcohol, and mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, bipolar, and health-wise hurting people with Parkinson's and fibromyalgia, and some of the diseases I had never heard the names even, you know. I said, what is this disease, you know? I didn't have to know what the disease was all about, but focus more on what caused the disease at the subconscious level of the mind. And clear it from there, got people freedom. And then the only thing I was struggling was that I didn't want to attract people who wanted success and prosperity, because I had some beliefs about it that, you know, people just go after money, and they think if they have the money, and they'll be very happy, you know, in life. And so I was not a believer of that belief, so I would not attract people who wanted just prosperity. I'll tell them, you need to go to a law of attraction coach. I don't help people with the prosperity issues. And then 4 years ago, all of a sudden, my prosperity began to shatter completely. And I said, what's going on here? And that's the time I think that my higher source was trying to prepare me to be a wealth coach and success coach. And I was able to overcome my own beliefs. This is the work that you learn in a 3-day workshop, and then you can facilitate on yourself easily. And so I was able to find some of the beliefs from my childhood about money and holding money. And so I created a new program for myself. And here I am 4 years later, house paid off, and very minimum bills I have, and abundance flowing effortlessly in my life. I just had a trip to India. I came back from there after 7 weeks of having a wonderful time. And I saw all the beliefs that I programmed in me over the last 8 years. I saw the result of those beliefs. I had such a perfect trip from every perspective. And I said, oh my God, this process is mind-blowing. And that made me more motivated now to share with the world who are unnecessarily struggling. I believe that, you know, if people find out that the source of problem is in them, and the mind is a doctor, and mind is a coach, the mind can do anything. If whatever the mind can believe and conceive, can achieve. And so once we change the programming and describe the goal to the subconscious mind in the sensory-based language that it can understand, and that's what we teach in the workshop, then it can achieve the goals. So this is my few minutes overview about the kind of clients I have addressed and my own issues.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to say a couple things about doing it long distance or over the phone or Skype and all that, because it's really amazing how well it works long distance. The first sessions, actually most of the sessions that we've done and the ones that you've done with my family have all been done either Skype or phone. And the amazing thing is that it is just as powerful over the phone or via Skype as it is in person. Because I've also worked with you in person. And the process works whether you're right next to somebody or 3,000 miles away, like that person you were working with down in Florida. And when you're going through the process, and it's a simple process, it doesn't take very long, like you said, there's a couple of procedures that I know when I've gone through them, it's like every cell in my body is like firing simultaneously. And it's just, it's getting into the molecular structure of my body and just changing my belief on a very molecular level and getting rid of those negative patterns. I think that kind of gets stuck in our physiology and rewiring that for a more positive, successful type of outlook. And I ended up with such a happy feeling. And I felt good. I felt like a little kid again. I know that's one of the things you like to say is that you should be like your little kid playing with your blocks. And if that's the way you're feeling about life, then you're on the right track. You know,
that's true. Very true. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let me ask another question, if you would. How has Psyche helped you personally? And can you give some examples of the results that Psyche has given in your life?
Believe it or not, I was a very angry person. And that's how I pushed people away, because I didn't believe I deserved to be loved. I didn't believe I was worthy of receiving love. And I was married to an alcoholic before, so my self-esteem was completely damaged from that relationship. And I picked him because my self-esteem was damaged from my childhood, made me pick my first husband as a life partner. And so to forget all those unresolved issues, you know, from that relationship, when I remarried, I kept very busy at work. I was a workaholic, and I was always sick. And then I got thyroid problem. And so my life was like looking good outside, inside a total basket case. And I knew that. And I got my joy by becoming a counselor, addictions counselor, and helping people. When people would praise me, thank you, you're such a fine therapist, and that'll make my day. But what has changed now is that I enjoy praising myself, and I work only 25 hours a week, and work when I want to work, when I don't want to work, take time off. I'm totally free. I'm free from every place. I don't have to hide behind my work or anything else. No compulsive habits, no drinking, not even social drinking, nothing. And I'm naturally happy. And so that's what has changed. And I feel I'm fully qualified to help other people because I've changed every aspect of my life. That gives me more experiential knowledge of the work that I do with people, because you can learn the work, but if you don't apply it yourself, it's like, you know, learning in medical school how to do a surgery, but not experiencing it, not doing it. It's not possible for you to do a good surgery. And so that's where I'm at. And I feel so content and blessed living a balanced life. And I have time for my hobbies and fun. And it's like I'm free. I'm like a little child, you know. Whatever goes around me, it has no impact on me, because what has impact on me is how I think and believe about myself. and feel totally content at work, and getting people results is something I wanted to do. I didn't want to take the money and not give them the results. So I feel good about it that when people find me, I tell them it's your good luck that you found me, because you won't have to waste too much time and money in so many coaches and workshops, you know, that you've been doing. Now your search is over. Let's do the work.
From my standpoint, that's what I think everyone wants, which is to basically have personal liberty, be completely content with yourself, be happy with what you're doing, enjoying your life, enjoying your relationships, not having, you know, addictive habits and self-destructive behaviors. Just get to the point where you're just, you know, like you said, the well-balanced life. Your example of the work, which is very inspiring, and that's why you attract people to you, and you're so effective at being a Psyche facilitator and kind of getting the word out on Psyche. I mean, I've done a lot of personal development work over the last couple of years, and a lot of it is very, very hard work. And you have to really dig and dig, and it can be traumatic. And one of the things I like about Psyche is that it's just a few simple things. You know, you do things that are fun. You do things you enjoy. You get after those limiting beliefs very, very quickly. And then, you know, you move forward. So why wouldn't everybody want to do it the easy way?
Yeah. But we focus on what you want instead. We don't focus on the problem, why you had this problem, who said this and then what to you. It doesn't matter. We focus on the result, the outcome of those traumatic experiences that person has on his self-esteem, on his mind, on his way of thinking and believing and decision-making, and just changing those programs automatically, you know, allows the person now to connect with his authentic self, and we have the wisdom of the world in us, so we can access that wisdom when we are not caught up in our past.
So you've been an internationally certified Psyche instructor for somewhere around 7 years now. Where have you been teaching recently, and where are you going to be next?
Well, I have taught the workshop in 17 states in the U.S., and then in Canada, in Toronto and Vancouver. Then recently I went to India and taught in New Delhi, Hyderabad, Bangalore, and Mumbai, major cities. And now I took a break after that because I just need to get back to playing mode again, which I did. And now I'm back to, okay, time to, and not that something like I said, I want to teach now. Like, okay, start getting offers to teach workshop. And I said, okay, so I'm honored and blessed to attract people who believe in my work. Mostly people who sponsor me are the ones who have done the work with me. And they come from that place to now, they want other people to know about this work. So I really like that way of advertising or letting people know about it. And so the next workshop is in Seattle on April 25th to 27th. Three-day workshop where people learn about the basics of Psyche and two ways to change beliefs and how to speak the language of the subconscious mind and how to apply Psyche in their own life and helping others with the same. And then they bring third day list of their issues they want to work on and find out what are those beliefs that are the reasons for their struggle and be able to change. The goal is here to teach people, learn, heal, and celebrate, basically.
So very three nice.
Days, I used to do workshop in two days, but now I did one extra day because I realized that, you know, people need to see the results, more results in order to continue with this work. But this work is like precious and very valuable, and many people don't do the work after the workshop. So I added extra day, and now I see more people using it after the workshop.
Well, that's a great idea. Like I said, I've gone through the workshop. I believe it was a 2-day when I did it. It might have been 3. And it does take some time to the point where you feel comfortable doing it for yourself and for people around you. I mean, I didn't come from a past where I kind of worked as a facilitator. So it was very new and different for me. And I have definitely used the work on Kimberly, and it takes some kind of getting used to it. But the cool thing is even if you're uncomfortable doing it, the steps are so simple, and if you just kind of follow the instructions, it still works on the people that you're doing it on. It's just,
you don't have to believe in it in this one, and it still works. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing how effective it is. Even someone who has not been doing this for 26 years like you have can do this work and have it be effective. And that's one of the things that's just really incredible about the Psyche work. So
actually, I've been doing Psyche work for 8 years. I was a psychotherapist. I still am a psychotherapist for 26 years. But the Psyche work that I incorporated with psychotherapy 8 years ago, but you don't have to be a psychotherapist in order to do the work, because I am a psychotherapist, so I try to mix and match. But if you know any other modality, you can blend it with that. It blends with every modality. What we're doing basically is getting the subconscious mind ready for whatever changes you're trying to make, and if it's not ready, try to make the changes, you blow it, because subconscious mind is it prefers the familiar, so if you're trying to make changes outside, it doesn't last.
I see. Well, Rita, I really want to thank you for being on the show and sharing your work and Psyche and the process with us. I'm sure my listeners found it fascinating. I mean, I certainly do. The work is incredible. It's something that the world needs, another tool in the tool bag of overcoming your fears and doubts and becoming more effective at your life and having a happier life. Again, you can reach Rita at her website, which is ritasoman.com, ritasoman.com, or you can email her, rita.soman@gmail.com. So, Rita, do you have any closing remarks before we sign off for the day?
I highly recommend to people, you know, if they really want to try, because I believe every claims my work is the best, and I think my work is the best test, okay? But, you know, I want people to experience this work before they can even try. So sometimes people need to experience, have a taste of it. So if any of your listeners, they want to have a private complimentary half an hour session with me, I'll be very happy to help them, first 50 listeners, okay? Meeting.
Hang on, I just want to repeat that. So you're saying that the first 50 of my listeners that contact you, you'll do a free consultation with them?
Yes, half an hour free consultation.
Well, that's incredible. Well, thank you so much for that. Very, very generous. You're a generous person, and I've enjoyed having you on the show today. I hope you found that interview as fascinating as I did. If you'd like more information about Rita Soman or how to take a Psyche workshop, there's one coming up in Seattle on April 25th through the 27th. It's a couple of weeks away, and it's a Friday through Sunday class. All you have to do is go to ritasoman.com/workshops, and all the information on finding out when and where and how to sign up is on her website. So please go check her out. And thank you for listening to the Program Your Life podcast.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were so happy to be able to share this episode of the Program Your Life podcast with you. Make sure to check us out at programyourlife.org. You can always find our podcasts there. We're also going to have the podcasts on iTunes, in the iTunes store under podcasts, and then there'll be some on our YouTube channel. So look for us online, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much to the Program Your Life podcast. Until next time, this is Joe Parker signing off. Bye-bye.